This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, April 7th. Okay, so we saw a nice bounce yesterday. Today we have to give it back. And what's obviously going on is we're waiting for President Trump and Iran to see if they can come to a ceasefire agreement. The deadline is 8 p.m. tonight. J.D. Vance is in Europe. He mentioned that he's expecting a reply from Iran before the 8 p.m. deadline tonight. This is 8 p.m. Eastern time. And if Iran doesn't agree to, obviously, the Trump's terms, Trump is threatening to take out all their electric plants and bridges. Okay? So, this will be interesting. The U.S. military did bomb some military facilities on Kirk Island. That's the big deep water port where 90% of Iran's oil is exported from. And there's no damage to the port. This is an island that, in theory, the U.S. could seize, okay? But we'll see. So we're in the fog of war. There's a lot of uncertainty. So when in doubt, do nothing. Now, I do want to say a couple things. First, we're going to get a CPI later this week. It will not be good. It'll show hideous food and energy inflation. Hopefully, it's transitory. It will dissipate in the fall. That's what some Fed governors like Christopher Waller have said. We will also get a GDP estimate. GDP is being driven mostly by productivity, a better than expected trade deficit, as well as consumer spending. Now, as far as consumer spending is concerned, everything looks fine. We had good durable good orders announced today, better than expected. If you throw out transportation, because Boeing's orders have collapsed, we have a good ISM service report, 21 straight monthly improvements, so that's good. It's also the springtime, so everybody's getting out and about more. That's good for economic growth. We're okay. But the biggest news, by far, are earnings estimates. Now, a week ago, we were expecting 14% earnings growth for the S&P. Now it's 17%. That's how aggressively the analysts have been revising earnings estimates higher. It's the highest in 5 years, according to FactSet. So, folks, if the analysts are raising their estimates higher, the stock market's going to go up, period, okay? And that's what's going on. So that's why I don't want you to worry, because our best defense is strong offense. This is not stopping the data center build-out. It's not stopping the tech boom. It's going to be very, very interesting. And because of the tech boom, we're getting reports that California's actually one of the fastest growing states, despite they might have some problems. So it's interesting. It really is getting very interesting. And there's a silver lining critical path we can follow, which is basically stocks with strong forecast sales, earnings, positive analyst revisions, and good earnings surprises and guidance, period. That's the formula. So that's what we're following, and we're sticking to it. So I don't want you to worry about all the gyrations. We'll see what happens tonight at 8 o'clock. We'll see. President Trump likes to make everybody very uncomfortable. And they like to make him uncomfortable by saying, these are war crimes or whatever, But, the problem is the IRGC, the Iranian Republican Guard, makes money on commerce. So if he wants to take out the IRGC, he might have to take out commerce. And that is what's happening, okay? And so we shall see. Otherwise, I don't want you to worry. We're on the verge of another great earnings announcement season. Last season was great. This one's going to be better. So hang in there. Don't worry about GDP. A lot of weather disruptions. I think it's going to get revised up no matter what they announce. And I think by the late in the second quarter, coming in the third quarter, we'll hit that 5% GDP growth I forecasted earlier. So hang in there, everybody. I know you don't like all the distractions from the war and stuff, but a month from now, it shouldn't be happening anymore. It'll be old news. So with that said, we'll see what happens at 8 o'clock tonight, and I'll be updating the podcast tomorrow, as always. Take care, everybody. Louis Navalier.